Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The podcast where we explore the more bizarre ways of getting through your day. This week, our little story is from 1950 Memories of Suburban Adventures, a blog on WordPress. And here is Prince Uncharming. My butchered pixie hair was growing out. Instead of Peter Pan, I now resembled a little Dutch boy, and no gross, humped-out boil in sight. With my slight improvements, I set off to find a new Prince Charming. My cousin Dee Dee and I walked to the J.C. Center, a couple of blocks from Bochy's. I wore white jeans sewn up the sides to make them tight, calf-high black vinyl boots, and one of Daddy-O's white shirts and a maroon CPO jacket. No live band tonight. Two young radio DJs, minor local celebrities, supplied music on a sound system. They weren't very cute, but were sort of famous, and I heard they had no qualms about kissing. I maneuvered Dee Dee on the dance floor so the DJs could see us. We danced up a storm to no avail. The DJs focused on more voluptuous girls. We bought sodas and sat down. Two boys plunked themselves on each side of us. The DJs became history. We introduced ourselves, and I recognized the name of the boy beside me, Brian. "I know you," I said. "We went to Dix Avenue Grade School together." "Really? I don't remember you." Well, that was flattering. I even remembered which house was his on our bus route. He was kind of cute with bushy sandy hair, so I chose to forgive his lapse of memory and tact. The boys walked us back to Bochy's when the center closed. Bochy was asleep, and for the first and only time, I invited the boys inside her home at night. Dee Dee and her guys sat in the TV room. Brian and I went to the front room. We sat on the sofa and spoke quietly for 2 minutes. Just like I always dreamed, he grabbed my shoulders, pulled me close, and planted a big wet one on my trembling lips. But it was only our first date, except not even a real date, and it didn't feel remotely romantic. After 2 seconds of lip pressing, he pushed me backward. As our bodies went horizontally, stuck his tongue down my throat. It felt as fat as a Polish sausage, but not tasty at all, and it never was part of my dream. I pushed up to dislodge him. He held on tight with his tongue, connecting us like a human tinker toy. We rolled off the sofa, and a muffled scream filled the air. Oopsie! The crash made my teeth snap shut. I was more embarrassed than sorry. Dee Dee ran into the front room. "Meem, are you okay? What happened?" Bochy appeared in her bathrobe. "The boys are just leaving," I explained. Bochy didn't say a word. She stood looking disappointed, shaking her head as the boys beat a hasty retreat. I felt despicable. "I'm really sorry, Bochy. It was my idea to invite the boys inside." I know she stayed awake saying her rosary for me. I never heard from Brian again, but I suspect he thought twice before sticking his tongue where it didn't belong. Lesson learned. A prince is often disguised as a frog, but the Brian frog was disguised as a prince and almost fooled me. If you enjoyed this story, please let me know. Thanks so much for listening. And next week, we'll have another Does This Happen to You? Moment.